Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Friday night, and this is our paranormal night. And the date today is March 6th, 2015. And we have our 4-hour and 8-hour calls coming up this weekend. And we also have the time change coming into effect. So just remember that when you go to bed Saturday night, make sure that you move your clock ahead 1 hour, if that pertains to you. So let's do a clearing here for the week for emotional stuff situations. So here we go, releasing the energies that you would like to have released from one particular situation. Releasing that now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it feels a little heavy, so again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. And now let's do a clearing here for traumas. If you have any traumas, anybody, we'll do one extra one. So think of a trauma that you may have had. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's bring up the light beam. So we'll do the male ones for all three right now tonight. So the energy is getting, it's a little different the last maybe week and a half here. So here we go. First light beam image, you'll have male energies, three of them. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next light beam picture, if you have another one up. Three more male light beams, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and next will be the third light beam picture, so here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, let's make sure that you're in the present moment, so use your finger to check that out. Move your one of your index fingers kind of in front of you, maybe a foot away from your face here, and just see if it's pointing forward. Just have your body tell you where it is. Don't mentally try to go, well, I'm going to move it over here, so exactly in front of me, so I know that I'm in the present moment. No, just see where you are and move your finger. If it's not directly in front of you, then that means you're either in the past or in the future, which means that you're no longer here on this planet. That means you're on timelines. So if you didn't understand that, when you're not in the present moment here, you are in the alien, clone-created reality planets that's not here. You're in a parallel lifetime. True life, there's no such thing as parallel lives. So how do you get in parallel lives? Well, you daydream, you think about something outside of yourself, you think about what you've been doing last week, you know, anything like that brings you out of this current reality of the now, which is in source energy, and it brings you into the alien timeline agenda. So you're on a different cloned alien planet, looks like Earth. And they'll just fabricate everything, looks like where you are would be in the normal moment in time, so they'll take what is here normally and just fabricate that. So when you come back here, you know, you're not going to end up inside of a shopping mall or something. If you're driving your car down a freeway, it'll be the exact same situation. They're just copying and pasting the now reality into the alien timelines. So when you're not here, where are you? And what happened to you? How did you get experimented with? What are they doing to you? Are you hooked up to some type of lab machine, and they're taking your life force energy, your blood, other things? Are they taking, you know, sperm samples, taking the eggs from the women? You know, what are they doing to you? You have no clue, and except you made us feel a little strange. So that's why you want to be in the present moment. And this show is our paranormal show, and this is what we talk about, these different energies of abductions, timelines, robotic programs. There's quite a few that we can cover. But instead, we'll just turn it over to Cindy here, so we'll see if she's ready. So, Cindy, are you out there?
I am present in the present moment. So thanks so much, Juan, for sharing the information and the clearings from the week, and I really appreciate that and would love to hear feedback from anyone that felt a shift. And you can share feedback from the CLS chat connection site through the fast chat feedback, which is the quickest way, or you can send an email cclsquestions@yahoo.com. That would be great to receive some feedback and really what was going on last week with you. That would be interesting, too, because Ron has shared a lot of healings with us in the last week, and it's interesting to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Well, I wanted to also mention that, Ron, in regard to the monthly intensive that you create for us every month, and that's coming up Saturday, creationlightship.com is the site Ron has created for us. The top of the website is the event link, and you can see the dates and the times. And this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we'll both be in the intensive, so be sure and check that out. And if you're not able to be present on the call, don't worry. Ron does allow us to be absentee, so that works out great. And also on creationlightship.com are the divine-based healing clearing samples that Ron has created for us, plus radio links and the events and archives. So be sure and check it out. And also check out the CLS Chat Connection site, because Ron has reminders for us there. And then we also have a tips and topics area and several other tabs with information you'd want to check out. Oh, Ron, your expo in New York is coming up also. Is that, let's see, well, we do have a flyer, and that flyer tells us that you are there March 20th through the 22nd. So, Ron, will you be having a light chamber up at that time?
Yeah, we'll have a light chamber. So if you want to send a photo in of yourself, it's $100, and we'll put you in the chamber as soon as we get it turned on, and from there it'll be on when everybody else goes into it throughout the weekend. So, Cindy, what do we have for emails out there?
Well, we still have a few emails from our previous week. And let me just see what we have here. If we want to talk about paranormal, in the last few Fridays we've talked about movies. And, Ron, you mentioned a movie called Jupiter Ascending, and we did receive feedback regarding that movie, and one person said that there, after the movie or during the movie, they were hearing kind of a mantra, and so I found that interesting. I believe it said just as it is, and Ron, what would you suggest for somebody coming out of a movie theater with a mantra in their mind, a phrase?
Boy, they must have got hooked up to something. So, maybe the media clearing, possibly. Do something with the mind. Maybe it's a barcode, a mind barcode on you. So, that's pretty unusual to have a mantra. Well, it just means that you recited a mantra before if you're hearing it over and over again. So it probably brought up something. The movie probably pushed one of your buttons, which made you want to think of a mantra. So that means that you want to clean that out of you. So whatever, seems to work. Maybe somebody was doing a mantra when you left and you heard it. I don't know, but you want to get rid of that program. Do some timeline crashes on it. The fact that it came to you, it shouldn't have. And, you may want to do 500 timeline crashes to get rid of that mantra, because you're probably on timelines doing a mantra because you're watching the movie. Remember, everything happens normally in parallel life. So maybe you're now physically here looking at this movie, and also that's replicated, copy and pasted 500 times, 1,000 times. And in one of those, maybe the person next to you is doing a mantra and you picked it up. So it got copy and pasted down here. So do a bunch of timeline crashes for having that mantra. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing that. Did receive another comment, and actually it's a synopsis of the movie, the Jupiter Ascending, and I know that we discussed it before briefly. It's ancient civilization trying to claim Earth and us, and not doing it very nicely, actually. And Ron, you had something to share regarding what they do with humans in this movie. Do you remember the?
Well, yeah, they use people to harvest overpopulation, to let different planets go along with what they're doing. They get overpopulated, which means more food for them, and they harvest people. And somehow they turn it into a liquid like water. You know, that was kind of nice of them to do that. I think it would have had more of an impact if the water would have had some entrails in it, you know, and it was red. That would have been better, you know. But they just had it like clear water. Maybe they didn't want to scare people too much. So anyway, that's what they do. You know, this is nothing new. That's why you have teeth. You eat meat. Typically, or maybe you're vegetarian, but, you know, at some point in your history, you know, you probably ate meat, and the aliens eat meat. They have sharper teeth than you, so it'd be like getting a dog or a wolf and saying, you know, you can't eat, or a lion, you can't eat meat any longer. You need to be a vegetarian. And those teeth are designed for a certain reason. So when you see some of the aliens that have sharp teeth, if you've ever seen that, maybe you haven't. But there's probably pictures of them. And why do they have that? Well, hello. What do you use teeth for? So anyway, that's the whole process, what they're here to do and what they are doing. I wouldn't say what they're doing. I mean, that puts it like it's going to be in Never Never Land in the future. You know, this is reality. And so anyway, that's you.
Well, thanks, Ron. Fortunately, we have you and the clearings that you've set up for us at creationlightship.com to get us through whatever it has been happening and will happen. We have an email regarding clones, and the question is, when we are cloned and put back here, or another place, does our clone remember the creation light shift?
If it's in their database, possibly. If you're brought down here as a clone, then I'm sure the aliens are not going to want you even to know about it. So I would say that would probably be a definite no. So it all depends, you know, if you're a clone human or you're a clone. So, you know, the clone has probably no remembrance of anything, and they're collecting data. Where the cloned humans that get switched on every 10 minutes will normally have a memory of things, so you may remember it. So, you know, it's like... It's not like the person saying, well, you know, I'm going out to the Beyondo and I'm going to get cloned out and I'm going to come back to Earth here and I'm a clone. Am I going to remember my neighbor, my house? Well, of course, you're going to remember that. They're going to give you that download. Can they exclude downloads from you? Yeah, they can do that. You know, you've all had stupid clones, dumb clones living with you when you've come back here. And you go, wow, why can't I remember any of this stuff? You know, it looks like I used to do something and, you know, what's this, why do I have milk in my refrigerator? You know, I don't know, did I drink milk, you know, yesterday? I don't even know why, or orange juice, you know? Remember, you got to realize that they could take that data away from you. So, you know, the question, I don't know, you know, how else to answer that. You know, it's like giving validation to a clone. Like, am I going to remember if I'm cloned? Well, that's why you do the clone to light clearing. You may not remember anything. So you want to become, you know, in light again. So you want to do the clearings so that you can, you know, get rid of this stuff. So that's the whole process, and that's why we have the special clearing when you go in and you go to the new earth clearing, we'll call it, so that the earth transfers, so that you're able to have your identity there of what clearings you've had, so light find you. So, I guess the main thing is you don't want to concentrate on looking at yourself as a clone. You want to do clearings in case you are one, because you're not going to know the difference. You're not going to wake up one morning and say, oh, geez, I got this thing on my chest with an ID card, and it says phone number, 5714 on it, and by alien race, reptilians, alien race, the Greys, alien race, the Pleiadians, you're not going to have that on you, just do the clearing so that you're able to help yourself out to get more spirit energy in you. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron, for explaining that. You'd mentioned the clone or ultralight clearing. And is that something that you're still offering free to us?
Yeah, if you request it, yeah. And it's non-transferable to other people.
Okay. And so actually you have three clearings that you are sharing with us. And let's see, there's a clone to light, there's alien to light, and there's human animals to light. I'm doing that out of memory. Does that sound right to you, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we got aliens, we got clones, and we got animals and humans. So
excellent.
So you have to request those to get them sent, and it only works for you that's having it. And it will also work if you do some other person on there, but if you hand it to somebody else, the clearing, it will not work for them. So what's our next question, Cindy?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know, CLS questions at yahoo.com is where they can email and ask for the all free the light clearing, so they can do that. Thank you, Ron, for that explanation. Okay. Well, we just received a fast chat feedback message regarding duplicate numbers, double digit numbers, and this person feels that they're mind control energies, and he's wondering about having a separate clearing to take care of that.
Now, I'm not going to put another clearing up for just numbers. I'll go into the natal chart clearing to do that. That's already set up for that. So that way you can put in numbers, names, and anything else that you find that seems to come across your path. You can also, if you have words that come up, also go to the free one, which is the alien keyword intercept, as they're connecting with you on keywords. So the issue that we have online already, because that's what it's designed for, go into the natal chart clearing and put your numbers in there. Because remember, they're using those numbers from your birth so you can recognize them, and then also throughout your lifetime. So that's why you want to go in there. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. He's mentioning the 11 double digits specifically. And I remember a previous show you had said, change over to analog clock.
But the whole thing is, once you're aware that something's happening to you, then do a clearing for it. Otherwise, you're going to sit there and wonder why it's happening the next time. Well, it's so that they got you each time you see those numbers, and, it comes to your consciousness. If you're oblivious to seeing 11-11 every day, and he doesn't register with you, which, that means that the... you have an implant in you where you're not recognizing, where somebody else might, one of the people in your family. But remember, you have to have the validation that you saw it. So that would be, you know, what you want to do is just keep doing those clearings. Back to you, Cindy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And it is very nice, in addition to the regular clearings, that you do offer the pre-samples for us. And those are located on the left-hand side of creationlightchip.com. The alien keyword intercept is the one Ron mentioned for the digits. Okay, let's see here. We have a message, well, a testimonial, actually, is what I would like to share. And the message is talking about the March 4th show where you use the unlimited emotional clearing to remove entities from our feet. And this person says it removed a lot of pain from my feet that night during the show. And the next day when I did it on my own using the unlimited emotional healing. Fantastic idea. It works. That was amazing, Ron, when you did that. Perchance, could we have that clearing again and let folks listening tonight feel that energy release?
No, I just want to go on with questions. People can do that themselves. They already have the clearing probably, so I'll just go in there and use it. If you don't have it, then, you know, you should probably already have the unlimited emotional, so just go in there and use that.
Okay. And another testimonial. Thank you, Ron, for throwing perfect pitches last night. My whole body was vibrating with energy after the call. The bases were loaded, and you brought us all home.
Great.
So that is great to hear. And that's one of the weekly calls Ron has, Tuesday through Friday, for us. And we have another email regarding, this has to do with a person that has been looking for a different job, and she's wondering if her coworkers could be preventing her from getting the job because they don't want her to leave.
Well, I guess the answer is in the question. So, you know, do the curses, hexes, spell, or dark side practitioner clearing. If you suspect something, then that's, you already answered your question. So more than likely it's yes, because you're picking up that energy.
Okay. She also wants to know about dark side practitioner, and what you're saying is if it comes to our mind, you do it. So that is great. She does mention she's doing, has started doing timeline crashes and psychic field boards, so those should help too. Okay. Well, we have information regarding a previous topic. Ron, you had talked about the Chinese timeline change, and there was a comment from a longtime listener. Bottom line, she's saying it's important to run timeline crashes every day because in addition to the Chinese New Year that you were talking about. She's mentioning the Mardi Gras and Carnival in South America and talking about Ash Wednesday and how those all could change timelines. So another email asks if there's any other updates regarding the Chinese New Year or the activity regarding that.
I don't have anything that I can disclose, no.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we have an email in regard to ascension, and this person lives in a communal area, and she feels that people around her are trying to trap her spirit or kind of suck her energy, and she's wondering if she stays there longer, is she going to miss ascension? If they steal her light, she's asking if that's possible.
Well, yeah, that definitely is possible. Yes, everything is possible in the alien realms. I guess the person should have sent the email and say, you know, I did the declaring for a spirit barcode, and I already did that one. Now, am I going to be stolen because these people are kind of weird, trying to suck my energy? And, you know, well, you know, if you have the spirit barcode at ascension time, you will be out of here. So that's the first thing. As far as what they're doing to you, you know, all you can do is, you know, maybe just do the dark side practitioner clearing on them to get them so that they can stop doing stuff to you. Since you know who they are, since they're, you know, you know them. If not, you know, do the curse of sex and spells. But as far as them taking your energy, you know, you might just maybe move so that you can be away from these people. If you can't move, then maybe somebody may have a suggestion for that, what clearing to do. But, you know, if you've done that one clearing, then, you know, don't worry about it. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay. Well, here's a paranormal question. What healing can I do for vampires courting me? This person feels like they're vampires from a different country, and he just feels like some of the people could have had vampire ancestors that could be courting him.
Well, the first thing is to get more of your spirit energy back. You need to do that. So, and if you get yourself with yourself, then those energies may not affect you as much. So I don't know what you've had for clearing so far. But remember, the only reason why you're a target or anybody's a target to the aliens is because you have emotions. And the emotions are causing you to be connected to them. And, you know, they can bring in any other life form out there to get attracted to you or connect to you or to cord you or even come into you. That's because you're weak with your spirit energy. You need to get the clearings to get your spirit back to yourself. As far as going back in time, if you think that your ancestors were witches or something, or, you know, like this is a vampire, and maybe they were vampires, well, you may want to do a bunch of timeline crashes on that. What alien race would be there as a vampire? So just do the clearings, you know, the timeline crashes to get those things away from you. Get out of those, you know, past lives. So back to you.
Oh, thanks, Ron. We just received a fast chat feedback message, and the person is recommending a way to move forward, and that probably could be in several of the instances that we just discussed. And the space clearing for people that cannot move or feel like you cannot move, do the space clearing so that you can move.
Well, if you're energetically, if you can't move out of your house or someplace, you know, you got the Earth grid line clearing, or ley line, I think is, I think we call it grid line. You have the grid line cordings. So, you know, get rid of anything that relates from the Earth connecting to you, making you so you can't move. Get rid of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you want to do if you're having troubles finding a job and you can't move out of your town to get one. Maybe it's even had you paralyzed. Even look at another newspaper you know, in the distant town, or, you know, maybe it's 200 miles away, maybe it's across the country, and maybe you have a hard time even reading the next town's newspaper, you know, where they have a lot of jobs, and you go, I can't read that newspaper, I'm afraid of moving there. So that would be your grid clearings, you know. Just do a search on that, and you probably would find one that would work. But you want to get off of the grid line cording of probably where your house is or just the city itself so you can move on with your life and not be connected, you know, to one location. So back to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. And thanks for the listener to share that information with us, too. Okay. Well, we received another fast chat feedback message regarding the alien clearing. Last Wednesday, Ron, you did an alien entity clearing, and 15 seconds later, the room light started flashing on and off and then made a screaming noise and then completely shut off. And this person's saying, thank you, Ron. So I'm assuming that the energy was released.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Wow. Okay. Well, we have another message regarding movies, and this one has to do with Lucy, the movie named Lucy. Have you heard that, Ryan?
I haven't seen it. I've heard about Lucy. I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, the email goes this. Girl has a drug in her that makes her use the whole capacity of her brain.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Is that like a six-month-old movie? I think I seen that. Is that the lady that was floating on top of the ceiling or something, doing magical stuff?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I've seen it. I don't know. But, yeah, you know. I don't have anything to really say about it. The movie could have been put out to promote taking drugs, thinking that you're going to be a superstar or super person because you took drugs, you know.
Oh, wow.
But that's how I took the movie. So I don't know if that's the same movie or not. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Well, regarding mind energy, this person is concerned that other people besides Creation Lightship participants don't realize the extent of the damage mind energy has created on the planet. And specifically, he was commenting on competition for getting into different colleges and maybe competition with jobs with each other. And so I don't know the details regarding that. Do you think that's another way for aliens to, I don't know, have a self-destruct or control us?
Well, everything in mind is going to control you, so that would probably be correct, you know. So I don't know, you know. Really no comment on that. If you're using your mind and being controlled by your mind or other people's thoughts, then yeah, you are controlled, and in light there's no such thing as mind control.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Well, let's see here. A person was listening to one of the previous shows where we talked about the Chinese New Year and timelines, and that kind of pushed her forward to do some investigation regarding her ancestors. And she feels that she was actually an Indian in a previous lifetime, and So she started doing some timeline crashing for her and her daughter because there were issues there. And she felt like she was killed by white settlers, or settlers, or pioneers. And she's wanting to know if that could have been an alien race working through those people, or why would they want to kill the Indians if they did it in their sleep?
Well, like I've always mentioned, normally things that happen here physically is done by aliens having probably battles or wars, typically outside the planet here. So maybe they just downloaded the hatred to do that. I'll do a clearing for, first you want for, I guess, the settlers here. For killing Indians, I don't know how really to put this into a clearing. So here we go. So releasing that energy, if you happen to be involved with that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do a clearing for the Indians that had this alien attack put on them. Here we go. And taking away some of that energy if we can. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Out of sadness there. One, two. Remember, the Indians are more landlocked than maybe other cultures. So here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Cindy. That's very sad. Let's do. I'm gonna do a clearing for the Indian chiefs. Okay, they may have. I don't know. We probably have typically heard maybe through going to school, maybe half a dozen of them. Maybe, you know, Chief Joseph and, you know, Geronimo and you know. I'm sorry, I don't have other names at this second, but. Those two I can kind of bring up, but there's other ones, too, that we probably have heard about, you know, through our history here. So I'm going to do a clearing for those energies and other Indian chiefs that had to send their braves, we'll say, to fight the other people that were invading their territory, and they probably had a lot of heartache. So here we go. Again, Indian chiefs, and maybe even the shamans that you know, have been with them. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There's probably thousands of them. So hopefully this has helped the energy there. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's amazing, Ron. Thank you for doing that. I would love to hear some feedback on that. The CLS chat. Fast chat feedback would be a great way to send that to us, or clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay. We have a new message that just came in. How long does the 10 death barcodes take? And should I do the spirit barcode first?
Okay, how long does what barcode take?
Well, it's listed here as 10 death barcodes.
It's two hours per barcode minimum, And so that would be 20 hours. And if you feel funky during that process, then you want to repeat the emotional clearing. So it's 1 hour to get rid of the alien death barcode off of you, to get the barcode released. Then it's 30 minutes for your emotional body to put that back into peace, because it would have known that you would have died. So a lot of people get emotional from that. And then the last part is 30 minutes of spirit infusion. So if you do it and you feel like throwing up or something, which some people have done because their emotional body was completely distraught, I would imagine people that have done more of the emotional clearings and things probably wouldn't feel that way, but somebody who hasn't, then you may feel, you know, that emotional body is going to be freaking out because it knows as the energy is being released that it would have been dead. Body would have left. And so just like yourself, you know, one of your friends die, you feel emotional about that death. And so just think if it's you dying, how your emotional body is going to feel. So you may have to repeat that emotional clearing one time, which would be 1 hour's worth, okay? But the minimum of 20 hours to do that. And then after you do that, then maybe if it's that long, then do you know, your other clearing, which is with that clearing, which is the stress death barcode, and then do 10 of those, the same process. And you're going to feel wonderful, you know, after, you know, doing both of those. It takes away stress from you that would have killed you also. So back to you.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. That's very intense. Great information. This will also be listed in the CLS chat connections under archives and under the A to Z tips and topics, so that if you want to get the details of what Ron said, you can go back and listen to the archives. All right. We do have a comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then you can send me, if you're interested, if you haven't done the death barcode, just send me an email. And I'll let you know how many you have. And if maybe you're doing one for your parents, or maybe, you know, your husband or wife or son or daughter or something, you know that they're going off when you start having physical conditions happening to you, okay? It could be an illness that you could have, or just maybe, you know, you're going to walk in front of a car daydreaming and you somehow snap out of it and you go, well, if I would have taken two more steps, I would have got run over. Well, that's a dead barcode. So, you know, you just happen to catch them at what they're doing. So anyway, just send me an email and I can tell you how many you have. And normally you're going to feel much, much better, get probably a third of your energy back at least, and enjoy life more. So back to you.
Excellent, Ron. And if anyone's interested in how many death barcodes, creation light, ship@yahoo.com is Ron's personal email. Send that to him. That would be great. And let's see here. We do have a message or a comment regarding the Indian cleaning that we just did, Ron. And it reads, yes, Ron, very sad, brought tears to my eyes.
Yep, I'll do a similar clearing for the people in Japan, World War II, where the bomb was dropped there, in a few different places. So here we go. So I don't know how, you know, this will just be the energy of that bomb killing maybe your family members if you're still living, or your new grandparents that lived there. Maybe you're living over here and that happened or something like that, but... you know, if you are from Japan and you're Japanese, or maybe you're some other, you know, culture living there. You know, maybe you're over there, parents or grandparents over there, like on a business trip or vacation, and the bomb was dropped. You know, so you may have that when you hear about it, your stomach kind of like twists up and you get upset and angry, holding that emotion of what another culture did to you. So here we go. taken away that energy of, I guess, heartache. Heartache for the bomb dropping. The two bombs dropping, put it that way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so hopefully that'll help out those people. Somebody was asking me a long time ago, they go, gee, you know, we see these movies about maybe World War II, and people talk about certain people overseas, maybe just not the Japanese, but the other ones, and they were pretty cruel to the prisoners of war. And they go, why would that be? Well, it's what the alien race is programming them to do. Okay? So that's how you have to look at it. I think if you gave a human a choice of taking somebody's life and or committing suicide themselves, which is kind of what you're doing when you go into a war situation, you know, you're hoping that you're going to be coming out the other end perfectly fine after your battles, and a lot of people don't, and they don't come back. But, you know, it's the same process, you know. It's not that one side is better than the other. It's just the mind control patterns coming to them from alien races that's controlling everything here. And so let's do a clearing for that, just in case you knew somebody who was maybe even in this day and age here, you know. You know, the POW is kind of, I think, coined, you know, for Vietnam, but there could be people out there that maybe you even know that haven't made it back here, and you don't know if they're living or not. So we'll do a clearing for heartache again, I guess, for POWs. So, and maybe also / torture. So 1, 2, oh man, this is heavy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, boy, back to you, Cindy.
Thank you. Wow, that's amazing, Ron. I actually started feeling chills. I don't normally feel anything during the clearing. I would love to hear feedback from everyone out there about how what they felt. And we did have a comment that just arrived, Ron, regarding the clearing for the Indians. The great opening, the Indian shaman tribal release, great opening up of expanse.
Okay, great.
Okay. We have a question about what to do to get more of our spirit in. This person has done many clearings. Well, I shouldn't say many. She has done some clearings and just wonders beyond the basic, what else should she do to reinvent her life?
Well, you need to find out what pushes your buttons to find out what clearing to do. because your buttons are attached to one of your energetic bodies. And so find out, like I kind of mentioned, you know, have your friends tell you what they think of you and how you react to situations. And, you know, it's mainly the, you know, anger body, fear body. You know, fear is a big one. If you haven't done the fear clearing, most people are in fear or something, you know, whatever that would be. So, you know, do that clearing. Maybe you're an empath. So there's maybe a half a dozen clearings that people normally will start to realize that they need those, okay? So, you know, maybe you deal with anger. Maybe you have pain, you know, entities. Entities are a really big one, too. But all these take up the space. Remember, if you're full of entities, why do you have entities? It's because your spirit's not in your body. Why isn't your spirit in your body? Well, you're full of entities. You know, so get rid of entities. You know, do an entity clearing so your spirit can come back to you. All the clearings take away stuff so you get more spirit energy. So find out what's pushing your buttons and work with that energetic body. And, you know, that's about all I can say. You know, just find out which ones you need and where are you, you know. So back to you. And then also maybe even do a clearing for your past spiritual practices. You know, maybe you've done a lot of things that might be detrimental to you now that you realize what you've done. And that's kicking your spirit out of your body. So you want to clear away those different spiritual practices and mantras and whatever you've done in the past, you know, that's preventing you from having your spirit more fully in you because you actually forced it out of your body doing these things, thinking that you're becoming more spiritual. And you actually lost on it. So that's the whole thing. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for that explanation. All right. Let's see here. We have a question wondering if you can tell where we are with the Chinese and reptilian battles, because in the neck of the woods, this person's from, many people are passing away, and some are very violent fights and deaths, and wonders if that's related to the other battle.
Boy, I really can't disclose anything like that, so I'm still deep in the thick of stuff, so, and I may not disclose anything, you know, toward that. So, back to you.
Is there a clearing this person can do? I think about the fear clearing because I'm sure this person is afraid, but is there anything else that you would suggest?
I would probably do the, another one you may want to try is the, I think it's the earth cording clearing, grid line cording clearing, something like that, to get rid of the energies around your house and maybe around your town. You may want to try that one. Because what's happening, you know, if there's an energetic something going on, say in a different state, and you're on one of those ley lines, grid lines, you know, the longitude, latitude lines, those are put in by the aliens, okay, to control things. They have sectors, okay? So if you happen to be on the same line going across the country and you see something happening in a state, maybe in the middle of the United States, and you go, that looks like it's the same line that maybe I live on in my town. It may not be the exact one, but it looks like it goes through my town. Very possibly that energy is being transferred to you in your town, you know, and you may want to clean that out by doing that one clearing. So you might want to look at that. So it's kind of like an energetic, energetic connection from one trauma that's happened, and then it can go around the whole world if you're on that particular grid line, ley line, okay? So just remember that. You want to get off of these things that are bringing in traumas to you. So back to you.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you very much. That's a lot of information. And I'm sure that'll help a lot of people that aren't voicing their concerns. Okay, wow. Let's receive that fast chat feedback. Thank you, Ron, for the incredible clearing this evening. I got help with the exact areas I needed help with. I've been, the person had been experiencing deep sadness and heartache, and because of what she's seen happening on the planet, and as you did the clearing, she could physically feel very powerful energies leaving her body in and through her heart. And she thanks you very much. Sounds like the combination of the healings that you've done for us tonight, Ron. Very powerful.
So we got probably 5 minutes to go here. So let's see what we can do for the grand finale here for a couple of clearings or something.
Okay. Well, is there the mind? See, a mind clearing that you can do for us for clarity, and so that we can see where we're at and know the appropriate clearings that we can do for ourselves.
Well, let's see. I don't know. Let's see here. What I'll do is take away one of the energetic cords that you probably had brought onto you today by somebody. Maybe you dressed up extra nice for Friday, and maybe you're a woman and you have 20 guys looking at you, and they're all putting cords out to you. So that could be a possibility. So here we go. And for the men, who knows? So here we go. So one, here we go. Releasing these cords. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So just see if your body feels better. And it's always good to take a shower. That can help you out, too. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much for all the clearings, very in-depth clearings that you did for us tonight. And I know that takes a little bit of an energy toll on yourself. So thank you for doing that. And tomorrow starts the monthly Ascension Preparation Call. And go on to creationlightship.com under the events, and you can pre-register. And then Sunday is the physical rejuvenation call. First call, we'll have two more after that. And be sure and check out the clearing to creationlightship.com and on the CLS chat connection page. The expo information, Ron's flyer is there, and check out the other information that we have to support you in whatever way you need supported. Thank you again, Ron. Do you feel like we'd have time for the heart drop?
Yeah, we'll do that. And I had a couple of people mention this to me, so I'll just bring it up. They had a situation happening where they got hurt, okay? And they were lucky enough to remember, you know, in the pain, that they needed to do timeline crashes on it. And they did that, and a lot of the stuff went away completely. So you might want to get a little postum, you know, just to have it around. So if that should happen to you, I'm not trying to, you know, promote getting hurt to see if a clearing works or not, but you might want to kind of take notes of that, you know, that if something does happen to where, you know, you hurt yourself, just do a bunch of timeline crashes, you know, maybe 500 or so, put up maybe, you know, multiple screens up and put down what your accident was. Some people don't normally think about it. They'll hear about it after the fact. You know, say, oh, Ron, this happened last week, you know, and it's feeling better now finally. I go, why don't you do a timeline crash when it happened? Oh, gee, I didn't really think about that, you know. And so that's your best thing to do is a timeline crash when something happens to you, okay? So that's the first thing you want to do, get home and run that computer to get that stuff off of you. So anyway, we'll do the mind to heart drop, so commanding your spirit, this you should be doing yourself. So command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart, and what it does is give you peace and get you out of the mind energy of the aliens. So you want mind energy, alien abductions, or do you want to be peaceful? They don't exist and can harm you as much. So here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific time. And then our next BBS program is tomorrow night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Same station, same time as this program here. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Cindy. Good night, Al. Bye.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for everyone out there listening. Be sure and send your feedback. If you have questions at yahoo.com, which is great. Thanks.